Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about oppression or wrongdoing, wronging others, oppressing others, and why it's wrong and what is the effects of it. You know, this is a topic that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in numerous places. In one place in the Holy Quran, we read the following: and Allah does not guide the wrongdoing ones. Allah does not guide the oppressors. Wallahu la yahdi al-qawma zalimeen. He also says, indeed, the wrongdoers or the oppressors will not be felicitous. Innahu la yuflihu zalimun. In this context and regarding this subject, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the following. He said, verily the servant will come on the day of resurrection having performed many good deeds which will please him. Meaning this person, he will be a good person, he will have performed many good deeds, but unfortunately this was a person who perhaps he oppressed another person. At this time, when a man will suddenly come forward complaining to Allah, O Lord, this man has wronged me. He wronged me in this world, he oppressed me. He did me wrong. At this time, some of the good deeds of the first person, the good person who had done a lot of good deeds and who was happy with his good deeds, some of them will be taken and transferred subsequently to the good deeds of the plaintiff. The hadith continues, this situation will continue in this way until finally he, meaning the first person, will be left with no good deeds. All of his good deeds will have been transferred to the person who he wronged and who he oppressed in the world. And then the plaintiff's evil deeds will start being transferred to his own evil deeds. You know, of course, this all depends on, the quantity or the amount of oppression that he meted out against this person. If this still hasn't resolved the situation, then the evil deeds of the second person will be transferred to him. And he will continue to pay for them until he will enter the fire. I mean, this will continue until it will consume this person completely and the person will enter the fire of hell. Perhaps it was for this reason that in another blessed hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, fear wrongdoing, for verily it is a source of darkness on the hereafter. Oppression and wrongdoing leads to, this darkness. Dark by darkness, the Prophet means this, this entrance into hell. And this is, the first hadith is an explanation of this second one. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the same vein, he says, wrongdoing or oppression causes feet to slip, snatches away bounties and destroys nations. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at oppression and wrongdoing and its consequences in the hereafter in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد